In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today is the feast of Saint Francis Maria Cabrini, the only United States citizen to be canonized. She was born in Italy of parents who were simple farmers, and she was the 13th child born when her mother was 52 years old. She was small and weak as a child, born 2 months premature, and she remained in delicate health throughout her life. The missionary spirit in her was awakened as a little girl when her father read stories of the missions to his children. She would then send paper boats down a stream, pretending that they were ships taking missionaries to China. As she grew up, she was not accepted into the convents which she asked to join because her health was not good. For a while she helped the pastor of her parish to teach catechism and visited the sick and the poor. She also taught school in a nearby town and supervised an orphanage assisted by a special group of young women. When the local bishop heard of this group, he asked Francis to establish a missionary institute to work in his diocese. So Saint Francis did so, calling the community the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart. An academy for girls was also opened, and new houses quickly sprang up in many places. She planned to go to the missionary work in the Far East, as she had dreamed when she was a child. But then she happened to hear about the wretched economical and spiritual conditions of the many Italian immigrants in the United States of America. So Saint Francis was deeply moved at their distress. Then she got an audience with the Pope, Leo XIII, and that meeting and audience changed her plans to go to the missions of the East. Instead, Pope said to her, "Not to the East, but to the West. Go to the United States." So Mother Cabrini, as she was now called, she landed in New York City in the year 1889. She established an orphanage and then set out on a life work that constituted helping the poor and needy. For the children, she established schools, kindergartens, clinics, orphanages, and foundling homes. And for the needy, she established a many number of hospitals. The saint, who was always very frail and small of stature, she showed such energy and endurance that everyone marveled her. She crossed the Atlantic 25 times to visit the various houses and institutions of hers. In the year 1909, she became the United States citizen after adopting this country as her new homeland. And after 37 years of never-resting work and heroic charity, she died alone in a chair in Columbus Hospital in Chicago while making dolls for orphans in preparation for a Christmas party. Mother Cabrini has been long a quite close and dear saint for me. 1 week from now, it will be exactly 10 years when I visited her shrine in New York City. I knew then that I wanted to become a traditional Catholic, but was not yet so sure what kind of, and whether I would have courage to try to become a priest or not. So I made sure that while admiring the wonders of the big city of New York on my first America visit, I would also visit the shrine of this saint and ask her intercession for me. Like many for vocations, Saint Francis Cabrini was also safe haven for those millions of Italians who disembarked in New York City. They were truly aliens in this country, because here they encountered a Protestant and highly industrialized country. They also faced a very different mentality, where everything was made at high speed to increase the profit margin. It was quite the opposite of the Catholic spirit these Italians were accustomed in their original home country. And Mother Cabrini arrived here to keep these Italian immigrants from being assimilated into that secular spirit. What an extraordinary example she is for us. She once said in a Quando Cadova reproof for modern generations, "We have become cowardly, faint-hearted, and so often, for some reason or other, we keep silence. We let ourselves be overcome by human respect and cease to show ourselves as true followers of our Lord before the world. Why? Because we are cowards. Oh, how we need to renew our faith, to rekindle our hearts in the sublime principles of our holy religion." At the death of Saint Francis, over 5,000 children were receiving care in her charitable institutions, and at the same time her community had grown to 500 members in 70 houses in North and South America, in France, Spain, and England. So let us also do our share to keep her memory and veneration alive. Year 2017 will be the year of many anniversaries, but, dear faithful, keep Saint Francis also in your minds and thanksgivings, because it will be 100 years since her death in the year 1917. We should remember Mother Cabrini and her heroic works, but most of all we should imitate her, that is, by keeping our faith whole and with the equal passion as she did. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.